Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Ruth King's our guest. She's our good friend, one of the top small business experts on the planet, CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. She's the author of a number of books on helping small business, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Ruth, you were telling me off the air that this year, as you work with small business owners, they've told you some pretty silly things. And I use silly as a way of being nice. I should have used a little stronger language. But one of them said to you, marketing doesn't work. Now, what were they thinking? I don't even know what they were feeling, but what were they thinking?
Well, they're about 90-year-old company, and they do good work, and they think that their reputation and the fact that their customers have been pretty loyal for years is all they need. And the reason that we had this conversation was we are tracking the number of new phone calls that they get, the number of new customers that they get,
yeah.
And it has been in a steady decline over the past year or so.
So they still don't get that the marketplace is changing, that people are getting older and dying, younger people are coming into the marketplace with different attitudes and expectations.
Right, and their competition is talking to their customer base, giving them reasons to try them. And once they try their competition, they might just go with them because they're taking care of them, paying attention, and
meeting
actually their
new expectations.
Something. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. I was floored when he said that. I just couldn't believe it.
What did you say to him?
I said, "Why do you think marketing doesn't work?" Well, we don't need it. And I said to him, "I said, well, what about all the competition who's talking to your customers? Well, they won't talk to our customers." Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
So this person is in la-la land, basically, isn't he?
He's got his head underneath the covers, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's rough. I mean, I it's hard to believe that there still are 20th century companies, there are companies out there who are still thinking 20th century, but I guess there are, right?
Well, not only are they that, I mean, they're very old, they're very traditional, they're very long to change. I mean, don't get me wrong, these guys are incredibly profitable, but I'm watching these profits eroding. They're admitting their margins are going down, and yet, they're lulled into this false sense of security because they have a bunch of cash. And, don't get me wrong, everybody should have as much cash as they have, but it's going to get slowly
eroding.
Eaten
it's
away.
It's eroding. We've all seen this. We've all seen companies eat their hibernate and consume themselves from within. It happens all the time.
Yeah, well, wasn't it Jim Collins in Good to Great talked about these companies who are okay, but they end up going out of business eventually because they don't want to change what's working?
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is that this is something I would say to those guys. What I've said on the show 1,000 times, and my audience is already rolling their eyes. They know what I'm going to say because I've said it so much. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah.
You're not telling those guys you have to stop being in the same business you're in. You didn't tell them that. You just tell them you've got to go about delivering that product a different way.
And it's so very true with that. So finally, I think after enough beating them over the head, I think they're going to try and do some marketing pieces this fall. I mean, all they got to do is talk to their customers and remind them. I mean, they have this phenomenal customer base, which unfortunately is dying off, as we're finding out. And they've got to go around and start bringing in new blood. And I don't mean it from a go kill them over the head type thing, but talk to people.
Yeah.
Let them know you're there.
Well, customer expectation, you've heard me talk about the age of the customer. Ruth, and that's where we are right now. We're in the age of the customer, and the time when sellers could take customers for granted and assume that they're going to be there and they're going to mind their own business, keep their mouth shut, and not have any expectations. Those days have been gone for a long time now.
Yeah. Do you know who did the survey that said that, you know, 1% the reason your customers leave is 1% die and the 68% leave because of perceived indifference?
I know that. I don't know who wrote it, though, but I know about that.
Yeah. It's true. And it's so true in this case.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm seeing living proof of it.
Yeah, folks.
Wake up.
You know, maybe you're not that extreme, but you might be. You know, just check your position, see how you're doing. Which century is your business living in? Do you know what your customers' new expectations are? We're going to come right back with Ruth King right after these messages and talk about some other things. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.